Come 2011, the Ministry of Labor wants to see state employees' salaries cut by 10%. That was the main point of a proposal put forward on Thursday as part of the coalition's pledge to reform the public sector. The relevant unions wasted no time in voicing their absolute opposition to a plan that will likely be a matter of heated debate for months to come. Christian Falvey has the story.
Reform of the public sector has been expected of the new center-right government since elections at the end of May. But the first actual move in that direction came on Thursday, with a proposal from the Labour Minister, Jaromír Drábek, to systematically change the way state employees have been paid for the last 18 years. The plan is to reduce salaries by 10% and stop incremental pay rises based on tenure. Mr. Drábek explained what he saw was the benefit of this for Czech television on Thursday evening.
The concept used until now has significantly rewarded people for the number of years they have worked rather than what we want to strengthen, which is the quality of the work being done. If workers are automatically rewarded for the number of years they have spent in their position, there is no motivation in that. What we really want to do is to significantly motivate those working in the state administration towards greater productivity, not towards working in state administration for as long as possible.
In addition to the hope that greater reliance on bonus payments will raise the effectiveness of employees, the state aims to save up to 35 billion crowns. At present, the proposal is still in the refinement stage, but the Union of Public Sector Employees, headed by Alena Vondrova, has already said that there is no room for negotiation on such a radical change.
This change does not only involve the state administration, it involves all state employees with the exception of regional teachers, policemen and firemen. It affects professional soldiers, it even affects clergymen. It involves the entire public sector. I think it is objectively defective. Today, public sector employees have 70% of their salary guaranteed by law and 30% constitutes personal bonuses. The minister's proposal is to turn this upside down with a salary-to-bonuses ratio of 40% to 60%. In certain exceptional cases, it would even be 30% to 70%.
V některých výjimečných případech by to dokonce bylo 30% to 70%.
It is clearly a tricky debate, and with 640,000 people to be affected, it is probable it will reach a sharp pitch before it is sent to Parliament as an amendment to the Labour Code, particularly as the current salaries of state employees in the Czech Republic are not high. A teacher with 16 years' experience, for example, could see their pay drop from roughly $1,100 a month to around $830 in the plan's stricter version. Meanwhile, the lighter version would mean a pay cut of $90 a month for a young driver currently making about $478 a month, according to state employees' salary tables. Ms. Vondrova has said that if the proposal is implemented, workers should take to the street en masse.
Thank you, Christian. A monument was unveiled in